Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Perhaps you've uttered these words in prayer, or at least know of them. Christians have been praying these words they call the Lord's Prayer for nearly 2,000 years. Thy kingdom come, notice, in earth as it is in heaven. They've been praying for a kingdom on earth, ruled by God, as there is a kingdom in heaven ruled by God. In a world still full of hate, bitterness, and horrible injustices, a world still plagued by sickness, disease, and death, it's no wonder that the sincere prayer of the earnest Christian is for God's intervention in the downward plight of mankind's dilemmas. If ever we needed the kingdom of God on earth, it's now. But what on earth is this kingdom, and when will it come? Would you be interested to know that there are many Bible promises that refer to this kingdom on earth? Would you be interested to take a look at those promises yourself to see if the Bible really does talk about a beautiful kingdom here on earth? What if we told you that you were going to be in that kingdom? Forget the news headlines for a moment and picture before your mental vision the glory of a perfect earth. Not a bitter thought, not an unkind look or word. Love welling up from every heart meets a kindred response in every other heart, and benevolence marks every act. There, sickness shall be no more, not an ache, nor a pain, nor any evidence of decay, not even the fear of such things. Think of all the pictures of comparative health and beauty of human form and feature that you have ever seen, and know that perfect humanity will be of still surpassing loveliness. The inward purity and mental and moral perfection will stamp and glorify every radiant countenance. Would you like a kingdom like this? The Bible promises that such will earth's society be. And weeping bereaved ones will have their tears all wiped away when they realize the resurrection work complete. And this is the change in human society only. We call to mind also that the earth, which the Bible says was made to be inhabited by such a race of beings, is to be a fit and pleasing abode for them, as represented in the original Edenic paradise, in which the representative man was first placed. Paradise shall be restored. The earth shall no more bring forth thorns and briars and require the sweat of man's face to yield his bread, but the earth shall yield her increase. Isaiah states, "The desert shall blossom as a rose." The lower animal creation will be perfect, willing, and obedient servants, and the balance of nature will return. The wolf, in peace, will rest with the lamb, and nothing will hurt nor destroy in all his holy kingdom, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Nature, with all its pleasing variety, will call to man from every direction to seek to know the glory and power and love of God, and man's mind and heart will rejoice in him. Isaiah promises that the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Ears which have never perceived sound will hear, and minds which have never perceived truth will understand. Love will extend from the hearts which had been stone. Wrongs will cease, and forgiveness will reach out from those who have been wronged. The Bible says of that kingdom, "The knowledge of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Fear will flee away. Vitality will pulse through limbs once withered. Wholeness will return to bodies once dismembered. The enemy which has cast its shadow across the path of every man will perish. Death itself will die, and the hope, seemingly beyond hope, will be realized as all who have died are awakened, restored, and are given the opportunity for life without end. For as the Apostle Paul stated, God is the Savior of all, not just those who have believed now, but for those who shall believe in that wonderful kingdom. Think of the peace, the calm, and the certainty of this kingdom, this government of the Prince of Peace. This will be the fulfillment of the angelic promise at Jesus' birth. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The Bible promises of that time and of the increase of His government and of peace, there shall be no end. A government where every wrong will be righted and justice will prevail. Think of it. No tears or pain, no sorrow and crying, no death, no dying. Weeping has endured for a long, long night. But the psalmist David assures us that joy cometh in the morning. Too good to be true? Not if you believe in a God who loves His creation of mankind 100-fold more than a good parent loves his children. Not if you believe that God's justice is more than just us. Truth is available. Truth is consistent. And truth is reasonable. Embrace it. Grasp its energizing hope and vision. The Bible promises, when properly understood, are harmonious. If we have stimulated your interest to find out more about this golden age of prophecy, simply ask the person who gave you this tape for more information when you return it. We're sure you will have some questions. Or you may wish to submit your questions to us by forwarding them to the address on this tape. Earth's future is as bright as the promises of God. Pray for this kingdom, and pray for your understanding of this glorious hope. Thank you for listening.